Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem back out in Virginia with Stephen Pickford in the studio in Montreal. And on the line, we have a very special guest, Nikki Hunter from California. Nikki, welcome to Travel World.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very, very much. I'm so excited to be here. This is fabulous.
Well, we're great and very happy to have you on board with us here. Nikki, we wanted to ask you a little bit about, your not necessarily your hometown, but where you're living these days, living and working. And you've gone and visited the island of Catalina, just west of Los Angeles.
Yes. And it's nice to have such a vacation spot that's so close to what I consider to be home. A lot of people come to L.A. to work, to play, some people really do call it home once they settle in, but then you want to get away from all the hubbub, and there's a little island paradise right off the coast that's really less than an hour's boat ride away called Catalina. And it's kind of like a one-day wonder vacation away from home. It's fabulous.
So now how do you actually take a boat, but where do you actually take it? Is it at Long Beach, or where do you embark on this kind of a journey?
Yes. Actually, Wes is on the phone with us. And
hey, Wes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. So, yeah.
He says hi. we went together. It was for his birthday, and I wanted to surprise him with a little way away. And so, Wes, you went to he's never been to Catalina, neither have I, so we decided to go out and enjoy it.
Now, is it typically a romantic type of a getaway, or is it more, anybody can just go to have a great time? I mean, like when Steve and I went out to the Pocono Mountains, don't read anything into that. It's a honeymoon destination, and this is what we covered it for. We actually did three shows on the Pocono. So Catalina, I was just kind of curious, is it mostly a couple getaway, or is it just for fun for anyone?
No. I think, Wes, so what did you enjoy most about Catalina? Do you think it would be
I would say it's more of a romantic spot. Family can go there. They have, family activities, like all island paradises do, but I would say it's more romantic, yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
all right,
it was very nice. We stayed in a hotel, and it had a beautiful foyer. It was really nice because it was open in the center, so the sun came in. And that sounds like the puppies in the background.
Yeah.
All right, go take care of that man. We had a beautiful open foyer, and there were plants all in it, and then they kind of just leave you alone. They're like, here you go upstairs. The sunroof was open, and then these cute little cozy rooms had all the amenities that you could possibly want. And, the shower, the bathroom, the bed, and it was cozy without being and extravagant without going overboard, you know? So I wanted to stay in the room. In fact, the very first day we were there, it was the sunshine and the beach and everything, and we wanted to stay in.
I would imagine why, for sure. But now I've seen some people now, there's a submarine ride out in Catalina or what?
I do think that there is one. We didn't get to go on that, sadly. But there's also a zip line that you can go on. It's kind of as many tourist destinations and items that you can do all jammed into one little space. And there was a zip line. There's an outside bar and a beach. The one thing that is missing on such a beautiful island is the fact that there's no real beach for you to lay down on, at least in the little city area that we were in. Avalon is very, very rocky, and it's on the south side, I believe. when you go around one side of the island, they actually made a beach and brought in sand to make it really nice and kind of like a little tropical paradise. So you can dig your toes into the sand and into the water at the very edge. I didn't get to go on the submarine, but we did go on jet skis.
That's always a bit of fun thing. So instead of the old couples retreat where you don't get to do the jet skis, this time you actually had some fun doing that.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I'm kind of like an adventurer. If I want to do a couples retreat, I want to do something like extravagant and adrenaline rush and fun, and I'm active. Like, if I could have gone scuba diving, I probably would have. We didn't get to spend as much time out there as we want to. I think it was like just 2 full days.
Sure.
But we did get to go jet skiing, which was so much fun. And of course, this is the California coast, so you got sea lions everywhere. And that was amazing, just being up so close to a sea lion. There was like a little baby that wouldn't leave our ship.
Oh, my. How close do you come up to them? And are they friendly? Can you pet them? Or?
Oh, well, you know, I could have, but it's kind of against the law. And they're kind of going to...
Kind of very illegal. And yeah. Not actually sanitary at all.
Not that I care about the sanitary at all, given what I do. I could care less about diving into mud or petting a dirty animal.
Being what you do is a little bit different than a flesh-eating bacteria.
I think that they're adorable, and I'd love to pet a seal. But it is against the law, and they do have a very hefty fine for even touching a sea lion, sadly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, nobody's advocating doing anything illegal. It was just kind of curious as to whether they might have had a petting zoo or at least some kind of nature preserve. That's one of the things Steve and I particularly enjoy sometimes when we're on a trip someplace and there's places you can walk. Sometimes you can actually go up and, there's birds and animals and things. Mm-hmm. So
I know that...
Avalon is a very small city. It's actually the only city on the entire island. 70% of the island is inhabited by wildlife, and even bison, buffalo are on the island. So you can see wildlife everywhere.
Yeah, there is a little inland tour that you can go on, a safari. With time and money, that definitely we would have gone on a nice little wildlife excursion. The city of Avalon is very small. They've got a movie theater, a casino. Everything shuts down pretty early. So, I mean, if you do go there, expect to kind of follow some of the rules to get out during the day, do what you want to do, but it kind of closes down unless there's like a special occasion going on. There's a few restaurants that stay open late, a few bars that stay open late, but it's a sleepy little town, and it's very romantic and soft.
That's very nice. Now, would you say that it's the kind of place that you could go for a day trip? Let's say somebody's visiting LA for 3 or 4 days. Would they go for a day, or would they really have to plan this into their trip? They just can go on a whim.
You could go for a day, but you would be doing yourself an injustice.
Yeah, you really have to plan it out a little bit more intricately than just a day trip.
It's specifically because I know that I wanted to do the zip line, and it was booked up for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
It's like you had to make an appointment to go on that thing because they were not allowing there were no walk-ins, per se. You had to go through this little tiny class course ahead of time. And yeah, it was a very, intricate process to go do. But, I mean, if you want to go there and drink for a day and celebrate with the people and ride around on a golf cart, then go for it.
So it sounds like if some, you had people who were just interested in seeing that kind of outdoor adventure-y kind of thing and they wanted to plan a trip to L.A., in advance they could plan for their trip to Catalina Island. You'd probably suggest an overnight stay, and then they'd probably enjoy themselves. They could probably book one of these zipline tours in advance. Did they have parasailing and things like that?
I know know that they have the boats. I don't know if there was parasailing, at least where we were, because it came in
I think
a little cove. Right. There was a cove where we were, but if you go, like, around, there probably is something like parasailing. It's not a tourist attraction, at least when we were there, like, say, Mexico would be, where they have the hair braiding on the beach and the parasailing and the horseback riding on the beach. Think smaller than that.
Okay.
Think a little bit. Think like mixing together an offshoot whole island of Hawaii and like a part of the Keys, you know? Have you ever been to the Florida Keys?
That's one place I still have to visit, but I've been to Hawaii.
You'd love it. The Keys also have no beach. So it did remind me of the Florida Keys a lot. But it's even on a smaller scale than the Florida Keys. There, we went on a golf cart, and they have certain golf cart trails for you to follow. And there are places that are restricted that you're not allowed to go because basically the road leads to nowhere.
It's
a very small town.
Kind of sounds like my friend's career, but I mean.
Going nowhere, huh?
Had to work in one of these silly little jokes somewhere. Well, Nikki, sounds like you had an awful lot of fun going down to Catalina Island. And Wes, I also want to welcome the both of you to the show and introduce the both of you to Travel World as our newest hopeful correspondents with many ports to come.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you guys to hold the line while we process our break, and we'll be back on the line with you in just a moment, if that's all right.
Of course. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, this is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, Nikki Hunter, and Wes online, and this is Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World.
Yeah, you cannot have the dog.
Travel World Radio, by satellite.